Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and vision loss. Serving Orange, Sentinel, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss.
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently. Thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service travel agency specializing in vacations for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tour, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal. At no cost to you, Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Call us at 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com. That is bestbetstravel.com. And please remember to mention it that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games presented by The Hawks. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this four-day weekend of sports and community. Goalball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beep baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 18th through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome. Hope you're still there. Hope you didn't leave yet. We are on the air. We are live from Orlando, Florida. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Before we go any further, oh my goodness gracious, the echo in here. I'm bouncing off the walls with this echo. Hello? What did you just do, Lynn?
I don't know.
Whatever you did.
She turned a knob.
I couldn't hear mine, so I must have done something with yours.
Well, what can I tell you?
I don't hear any echo. What?
I hear him echo too.
Echo, yeah, echo, echo. Ooh, wait. Yeah, okay. There you go.
Well, anyway, listen, folks. I hope you're there, and thank you very much for inviting us into your home, wherever you are listening to the show. Before we get started, I'm introduced to the players today. On my right, which I hope she's still there, my co-host Lynn Golder. Lynn, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you for the introduction. And I'd like to welcome everybody. Wow, almost the end of February. It's the February 23rd edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Hello, everybody.
And to my left, the one, the only, Todd LaFlame. Todd,
that's
you
right.
There?
I'm here.
He's back.
He's
hello,
back.
Everybody.
He's back.
Ramon LaFlame has returned.
And behind the scenes, which I don't know if Todd can see him. I certainly can't. Behind the window,
yep,
Chris Shaw. Chris, you there?
Well, yeah, I'm here.
I guess we wouldn't be on the air if he wasn't here.
Yeah, I'm here. It's time around. You guys do a great job without me.
Yeah, Chris, he lost his voice, so.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, folks, it's welcome back, Todd LaFlame, and welcome you all back for joining us once again on this great Sunday here in
today.
Florida. For those folks, wherever you are listening in, I hope it's warm there. And if it's not, just get a nice blanket or a towel around you or something around you. If it's nice and cold there, maybe you can call up and say hello. We'd like to hear from you. I don't know what a towel is going to do, but definitely a blanket's going to do
what
something.
What are you talking about?
Get a quilt.
Do you have any shout-outs, Todd?
Well, you know, there is my 2019 Effective Supervision NIB class that I was part of, and some of them should be listening tonight. Okay. So hopefully some of them will call. I've got some people from church that are listening. Maybe some of them will jump in and say howdy. That would be nice.
Okay, well, I have a special shout-out. I'd like to shout-out to Terry Suarez and all the other members of the New Vision for Independence contingency that we met in Claremont last week, and Michael was honored to be invited as the guest speaker.
Oh, yes, I have to say something about that. Very important.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, about the problem I had there.
Yeah.
I was invited to a very nice New Vision in Leesburg. They invited me. We went over to
Claremont.
Claremont.
Up on that
Florida.
Mountain. We were up on the Sugarloaf Mountain.
Last, when was it? Saturday, right?
No,
when was it?
No. It
was Tuesday this week.
Tuesday
this week. Anyway, it was a nice crowd. And as I was talking, don't ask me what happened. All of a sudden, I got something in my eye. And it was horrible. So those folks, I want to apologize to you that I had to leave early. Couldn't finish. But I went to my doctor. He, thank God, he saw me right away. And he said, listen to this one. I had something burst in my eye.
You did.
Okay. Well, Lynn, I forgot what the burst. What did I burst?
What would you do without me, Michael?
I don't know what I'd do without you. I never
a
said.
A blister, Michael.
A blister. Okay. Because you don't get a blister in your eye.
In
but
the middle
I did.
Of the speech, he says, we have to leave. I said, what do you mean
I
we have to leave?
I got a blister in my eye that broke. And there was pieces all in my eye. And he said it was scratching my eye. Yeah, the pain was unbelievable.
Funny.
And it was hurting me. Finally, he gave me all kinds of medicine. And let's just say today I'm just like the first day really that I can be myself. Because I couldn't think. I couldn't do anything.
Ooh,
I was like a roaring tiger. I was like a roaring tiger every day. Yeah. It was horrible.
Is that anything like keratoconus?
What?
Keratoconus.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I had a condition several years ago.
I know what you're saying.
In Philadelphia. Where I was in bed one night, sound asleep, and woke up screaming. It felt like somebody had shoved a needle through my eye.
Oh, my God.
And what happened, the cornea popped out and filled with water behind it, and it's called keratoconus.
No, I didn't have that, but this was like little pieces.
It
felt like marbles in my eye.
Wow.
And I couldn't open it or close it, and it was like driving me crazy. And, oh, it was just horrible feeling, horrible.
That sounds horrible also.
Yeah. They gave me drops that dried out the water.
Would you had a Will's eye?
And I went to Will's eye.
I had a problem there. I had an eye that was so infected, it was ridiculous. I went to the Will's eye. They took care of me right away.
Yeah, Will's eye is great. Will's eye, I loved it. It never did. Thank God.
Thank God.
It did leave a little bit of scar tissue though on the right eye.
Well, Michael has a similar problem.
Yeah,
in the back with water.
The doctor now says I have to go for a major operation.
Corneal transplant.
A corneal transplant. I have to go. Get a transplant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I need a new cornea.
Okay.
Yep.
Anyway, folks, for those folks that were at
the meeting.
I want to thank you for putting up with me. And if anybody wants to call in and say hello, you're more than welcome.
Very nice group of people.
It was a very nice group of people. Mm-hmm. My phone number here, if you'd like to call and say hello,
it's
407-894-1680. And it was very nice. Until I had the problem with my eye. I'm just getting it over, folks. Hey, Lynn, you have one thing to say?
No, I don't. I
you know what? I still can't remember. I still cannot remember what I had in my eye. Okay? Because I said, who gets that in your eye? Right?
But
was it that a vessel busted
in the
or something?
Back of your eye, just like
well, I never heard such a thing. How do you get a blister in your eye?
Because of the buildup, how do you say that? Edema?
You get blisters on your hand. You get blisters, God knows
edema.
Where, but in your eye,
fluid
a blister?
Builds up.
Wow. That's. You
but
ever have anything like that?
Don't blisters
out there?
Just come as like from buildup of bacteria or something?
I'm not a doctor. I don't know. It's but if anybody ever had that, call in and let's talk about
Wait,
it.
Wait, Mike, you're not a doctor? Since
I'm
when?
Not a doctor. I'm lucky if I know my own name right now. I take 5 drops a day, twice a day, sometimes 3 times a day. Lynn's got to keep track.
You and the dog.
Yeah.
I
Between my
do
eyes
thing.
And our dog. Oh, my God.
Don't get those drops mixed up.
No. Actually, though, Bennett takes the same drops as Michael.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, he takes the atropine. He takes
one
the,
eye drop. The dog's taken.
Yeah.
The dog, the doctor said he can't drive.
Yeah.
That's, that's what the medicine says. He can't drive.
It's human grade.
I said, I hope not. He's a dog. That would be funny. Yeah. He could drive me around because right now, well, he can't see now either.
No, the two of you, I'm telling you. There's a reason why Chris calls me Doc. I'm
so, folks,
right,
if
right.
you want to know what you're listening to, you're listening to God knows what. You're listening to the Blind and the Beyond radio show.
We're going to go to break.
We're
the bridge between the sighted folks and the blind folks.
When we come back, we're going to talk to Todd.
Yes, we're going to talk to Todd. When we come back, we got a great show planned here for you today.
We're just revving up.
And we're just getting going. We got some trivia later. Don't go away. We got a lot coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
Palm Beach Symphony welcomes guest conductor David Zinman and guest pianist Misha Dichter for an incredible evening of masterworks. Immerse yourself in the experience at the Kravis Center of the Performing Arts, Sunday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Zinman will lead the orchestra in a fabulous program featuring Gershwin's famous piano concerto, Tchaikovsky's Towering Symphony No. 4, as well as the Florida premiere of a new work by composer Hei Kyong Lee. To purchase tickets, call 561-281-0145 or visit palmbeachsymphony.org. Use promo code BLINDANDBEYOND at checkout to receive tickets for only $15 each. Come, be entertained, enjoy Palm Beach Symphony, 561-281-0145.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer. Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew by touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzykit.org. That's www.mitzykit.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. Yes, we are. We are back. And my mind, I think, is going swell. It is moving and grooving. And I think everything is going to be great. My eye is my eyes. What can I tell you? Can't see hardly anything anymore, but what can I say? It's part of life, I guess. Right now, You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And by the way, before I talk to Todd, I want to say one thing, folks. Don't forget to look us up on the webpage. It's blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Check us out, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Right now, let's talk to Todd LaFlame. Todd, you there?
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, Todd. So, Todd, like to hear your story because people out there in Blind and Beyond Radio Nation would like to hear your story. Everybody's got a story.
Everybody's got
What's
a story.
Your story?
Well, my story is I was born completely blind, and I went to have surgery at 8 months old.
Are you talking into the mic? Get a little closer.
So, anyway, like I said, I was born blind.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
At 8 months old, they were going to remove both of my eyes.
Oh, my goodness.
And while I was on the operating table,
They were, there I can hear myself.
Now I hear you.
So while I'm on the operating table, the blood that's in my eyes, I hemorrhaged blood in my eyes during the, when I was born, the blood dissolved. They came in and told my mother that our baby can see, they said. And so I got my first pair of glasses at a year old. They're old, you know, Coke bottle bottom glasses.
Yeah, those days, yep.
So, had that legally blind all the way up through college. And then right as I got out of college, they said, oh, you're not legally blind anymore. And I'm like, okay, well, all right, if that's how it is. So I went to work for some moving companies, and nobody told me that I had weak retinas and I shouldn't do heavy lifting. So I'm moving office furniture, and I noticed that things started to get blurry again. Went in for emergency retinal surgery. They had to reattach my retinas. They were right at the brink of completely detaching. So that happened. Then because of the different surgeries that I'd had during my life, I developed cataracts. And they got really bad. They said at some point I was probably going to go completely blind from the cataracts. And I'm working as a chef in Galveston at that point in time. And my husband and I moved to Philadelphia and couldn't get a job there because I couldn't see the people from me, and they didn't want me working in their kitchens with knives and hot pans and things like that, which I understood. So I went on disability and decided that, you know, I was just going to make the best of life, and if I never worked again, then that's just how it was going to be. So about 5-6 years after that, I was told that, oh, we can remove the cataracts and you'd be able to have your vision back. And I was like, well, no, you can't do it for this reason, this reason, this reason. They were like, no, that was 10 years ago. We can do it now. I'm like, okay. So they go in, they do the surgery on the left eye first. And they said, your vision's going to fluctuate wildly. So just be prepared for, you know, that to happen. And I'm like, okay. So about the third day out, I'm sitting in my living room. I look across the living room and I can see the lamp on the other side of the room clearly. Never in my life had I ever seen anything clear without glasses on. And so I didn't tell anybody because I figured my vision was going to fluctuate. So why should I? You know, don't get anybody's hopes up. So I just waited, and it got clearer and clearer and clearer. So my husband was sitting on the other side of the room next to the lamp one day, and I'm like, I can see you over there in that chair. And he's like, no, you can't. I said, yeah, I can. So him being the smartass that he is, he held up some fingers, and he starts wiggling them around, and he's like, how many fingers do I have up? I said, you're doing this. And I wiggled my fingers. And so we cried for about the next 6 months. Almost every time I saw something, it was like seeing it for the first time. Colors were new. Everything was so bright. One day we were standing at the bus stop and I dropped some change and I actually bent down without even thinking about it and picked up a dime off of the ground. And we were both like, oh my God, I can't believe I just did that. And it just was a shock. So we moved to Orlando and been here for a number of years. I got very involved in my local church. Mm-hmm. People there built my confidence up. You can go back to work. You can do it. You can make something out of yourself. And so I had this dream of working in a call center. So I went to see some people and to get help. And I was told that, well, you haven't worked in 20 years. Nobody's going to hire you. And especially not over at Lighthouse, they're not going to hire you because they're not hiring full-time right now. So you need to think about doing something else. And I said, look, if I want to present myself if I go in there and I present myself in the right way, they'll hire me. So I went through the job readiness program at Lighthouse, taught by Sharon McDonald, who I was here with her. My first time that I was on the show was with Sharon. And Sharon and I, she helped me so much in that class. And so I went through that class. The last thing of the class was to go take a tour of Lighthouse Works. The day before, I had actually gotten a job at Goodwill, because any job is better than no job, in my opinion. So I had accepted a job offer from Goodwill, but I really wanted to work at Lighthouse. So we went on the tour, we went into the boardroom, we sat down, and Caleb was there, and he said, well, you know, after I said, I want to work here, he's like, well, do you have a resume? And I literally whipped it out and slammed it on the table right there, I said. And he said, oh, okay, well, we'll call you in for an interview in the next couple of days. So they called me. That was on Thursday. They called me on Friday to come in for an interview on Monday. And I told them, I can't get here on Monday. I don't have a way over. Can I come in today? Okay, yeah, sure. So I went in. I had an interview with Ramsey, who was manager of the call center at that point in time. And he hired me on the spot, made me an offer. And I had to call Goodwill and say, sorry, can't take the job. I got the job I really wanted. I had to call a couple of other people and say, sorry, I got the job I really wanted. So, you know, it's just the way it is. And that's been almost 3 years ago now. This April, it'll be 3 years ago. I worked as an agent for quite a while, and now I am one of the three team leads in the call center there. We have approximately 40, 45 agents working on four separate contracts, two government contracts. We've got...
This is Lighthouse Works.
At Lighthouse Works,
in Orlando.
Yes. Team Foresight 360 in the call center there. We just started this last week. We did a soft launch with Universal Dining. So if you call Universal Studios to make a dinner reservation or one of their restaurants, you just might get somebody at Lighthouse Works that will take that call and make that reservation.
But I couldn't do it, right? Because you say they kick you off in 3 minutes.
No, they don't kick you off. We try to have our agents get everything done within 3 minutes. But if it has to take a little longer, it takes a little longer, you know. But we want to get those KPIs, those key performance indicators, get those all in line. And that's what Universal wants, is about approximately 3 minutes. So that's what we try to do.
Are there various restaurants in Universal? Or,
oh, yeah.
So your call center, the call center at Lighthouse Works, is handling all the restaurants?
I think 3 to 4 different restaurants and it's going to get bigger and bigger as we do it. We do our full launch tomorrow. So we're excited, looking forward to that. So right now, we've been taking, for this last week, we've been taking about half the volume of calls that we will normally take. And then starting tomorrow, we'll be at full volume. So we're going to be taking a lot of calls, getting a lot of reservations done, fulfilling that contract, and raising money to meet our double bottom line so that we can, you know, make Lighthouse Works make money, but also take that money and feed it back into Lighthouse Central Florida so that we can offer services for free to the blind and visually impaired here in Central Florida.
How long does it take to train somebody to... for the call center?
Depending on the contract that I, the government one that I'm on, I could tell you what it was, but I'd have to kill you. You know, it's, we, that one takes about a month of training.
For Universal,
it's
a, or the previous?
No, for the one that I'm on, okay, which is not Universal.
Okay.
It's a government contract. And it takes about a month worth of training to get somebody associated. And then still, once they're working on it, it takes a good year to year and a half before they're fully comfortable working on it. And for Universal, now that was one of our rather easy contracts. We did training for that within a 1 week period of people. So we trained two different batches of people to work for the Universal over the last 2 weeks.
And anybody would, pardon me, I'm going to interrupt you for 1 second. If anybody would like to call in and talk to Todd, now's the time.
Yep.
Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. If you want to call and talk to Todd.
Yep. Our call center is really doing a great job there. We're working on getting several more contracts. So we've got about 3 or 4 in the works right now. So I'm sure that sometime soon you'll be seeing on our website that we're hiring again. And, you know, so keep an eye out on our Lighthouse Works website. There's, anytime there's a job posting, it'll come up right there. You're blind and visually impaired. Please, you know, come and file an application, go through the interview process. It's not a sheltered workshop. It's the kind of job that you get your job the same way that our CEO got his job. You got to go through an interview. You got to make it. I mean, right now I'm in the process of interviewing for a couple of other positions at Lighthouse myself. I'm working on probably, hopefully, becoming a supervisor within the call center. I'm a team lead, but I want to go to the next level, which is supervisor. And that's what my boss is. And I don't want her to lose her job, but I want her to get promoted, and then I would step in behind her.
Vertically.
So, you know, I've got high aspirations.
Move it.
So this opportunity wouldn't just be directed to people just around here in the Orlando area, anybody in the country.
Yeah.
If they want to move to the Orlando area.
Yeah. And there may be a time when we start to offer work from home. We're not doing it right now, but you know, depending on the different contracts that we get, there may be work from home opportunities. So, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that we're doing.
That's the buzzword now. Remote.
Working on the buzzword.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very exciting.
So, folks, if you're still listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, you want to call in? We're totally waiting for you to call in. Our lines are wide open. You can call in. You can speak to Todd. Maybe you want to talk to me for whatever reason. I don't know. But if you want to call in and ask, we'll be happy to talk to you. 407-894-1680. What, Lynn?
No, nothing.
Okay. So, Todd,
yes.
Tell us more about Lighthouse.
Well, let's see. We have a production center, a product center in the back. They do government contracts with the Army. We have contracts with Disney. We work on making the magical bands. When people go and they get the bands to go through Disney, we make the boxes that those go in. And we're just doing a lot of different things with Disney. We have our IT department that works on building different programs. Like for one of our contracts that we're working on, they actually built shortcuts so that our people who were blind and visually impaired JAWS users could go in there and get the information they needed through these shortcuts. And now those shortcuts are becoming so popular, the agency that we're working for has talked at some point about possibly making it accessible for everybody statewide throughout that agency. So we've got a lot of different things going on. So that's what's happening with us.
And so how would they get in touch with you, Todd? Or who would they contact if they're interested?
If they were interested in working? And they would contact Lighthouse Works, and they would talk to Judy Kennedy, who is our HR department person. And just keep an eye on the website, because that's where, whenever there's a job opening, that's where they'll be posted.
Are you going to trivia now?
No, Michael, we can't. We're going to break, and then our guest caller will be on the line.
We're going to go to break.
Wait, no, we're not. What? Just a second. I think Chris, I don't know if he's got a caller for Todd, but no.
Only the shadow knows.
Only the shadow listens to you, yeah. Todd.
Do you have a caller for Todd, Chris? Okay, before we go to break.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Got a call for Todd before
Take
we go to break.
Quickly. We have
Who's
one
on the
minute.
Line?
I got two callers calling in for Todd, one from Fern Park and the other one from Kissimmee, a first-time caller. Our good friend Dave Hillebrand is on.
Dave Hillebrand.
Hello, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey. What's cooking, you guys and girls?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, I just wanted to ask Todd, totally unrelated from Lighthouse Works. I know you went to New Orleans, one of my favorite places on the planet.
Yes, so I did.
I wanted to get a report as to what you what your favorite stuff was there in New Orleans. I know you're
getting
David, close up
you're
going
to have to get that answer later. We're going to go to break and welcome our guest caller on the other side of the break.
But I'll let you
stay
know.
Stay tuned, and we'll talk about it in a little bit, okay?
Indeed. Sounds
Okey-dokey.
Good.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. Okay, Chris, we're going to go to break?
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Blind and Beyond.
Okay.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss, whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way, going to the grocery store, or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483.
If you or a loved one is living with low vision or blindness, you need the Low Vision Shop, America's low vision destination. Visit us at thelowvisionshop.com to explore life-changing vision aids curated by a team of specialists with 45 years of experience in the low vision field. At thelowvisionshop.com, you can explore the new LED light-up mobility cane, the blind shell mobile phone with large tactile buttons, a large variety of handheld and video magnifiers, the latest innovative wearable technology, and much more. Use code BVR20 for 10% off your purchase at thelowvisionshop.com. That's thelowvisionshop, all one word, .com.
Free shipping on all domestic orders.
Introducing Bonacle. Critically acclaimed by experts and users as the must-have braille device for the blind. It fits in your pocket and is life-changing, whether you're 5 or 95. You can store a library of Braille books and read them on the go. Learn Braille at your pace. Play games with your friends and get productive with work. Learn more and pre-order now for a discount at bonacle.co.
Palm Beach Symphony welcomes guest conductor David Zinman and guest pianist Misha Dichter for an incredible evening of masterworks. Immerse yourself in the experience at the Kravis Center of the Performing Arts, Sunday, April 19th at 7:30 p.m. Zinman will lead the orchestra in a fabulous program featuring Gershwin's famous piano concerto, Tchaikovsky's Towering Symphony No. 4, as well as the Florida premiere of a new work by composer Hae Kyung Lee. To purchase tickets, call 561-281-0145 or visit palmbeachsymphony.org. Use promo code BLINDANDBEYOND at checkout to receive tickets for only $15 each. Come, be entertained, enjoy Palm Beach Symphony, 561-281-0145.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travels navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your need. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Let's talk to Dr. Rosenfarb.
Introducing.
Okay. Well, we'd like to welcome Dr. Andy Rosenbarb back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And Dr. Rosenbarb is the owner of AccuVision out of Westfield, New Jersey. Welcome, Dr. Rosenbarb. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. How are you guys doing this evening?
All right. The last time we talked to you was your birthday, so.
It was. It sure was. And I got a serenade and everything.
You did.
Dr. Rosenbarb, this is Michael.
Hey, Mike.
We've gotten quite a few calls off the air as far as what you do, as far as the acupuncture.
A lot of questions.
Yeah.
The first question that a lot of people ask that from the last time you were on was, at what point do they know that you can do something with them as far as their visibility, as far as if they have little or none, or if they have some? At what point do you know that it might work if you work on them?
Okay, I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you, but I think it said you were asking that if at what point won't it work if somebody is too far gone? Is that the question?
Well, basically, yes. The question they keep on asking me, if they are a candidate for you, using those words.
Yeah, I mean, so generally speaking, I think I've alluded to it last time. I've learned not to tell anybody it's not going to work, they're not a candidate. The only cases that I had seen that consistently that I tell a patient that or a prospect that I'd be concerned is if they have not been diagnosed by their eye doctor and they haven't gotten checked up. That's the first and most important thing. I always want my patients to be screened at least by their ophthalmologist or retinal specialist, glaucoma specialist. But in terms of my treatment, what I offer patients, as long as they have some light perception, it's worth giving it a go.
Okay, so that's the key.
We have patients who come in, even if they have just light perception, but if there's no light perception or they're born with no vision, that's kind of something that I usually don't work with.
But if they had vision and then they lost the vision, but they still have some light perception, they may be a candidate.
Absolutely. And we decide that. I would say, at least 25 to 30% of the patients who call, they're just not a fit. So we have a very specific questioning and criteria that we talk to people about before we accept them into care. So we do that. It's not a one-size-fits-all. We do take our time. We do select patients only that we think would do really well with our treatment.
I think we have a lot of interest outside. I think the biggest problem is the old famous word, they're scared. They don't know what it's all about. And the question is, are they a candidate? Those are the big things we have to get through to these people. First, they're scared to call you. Second of all, they have no idea what it's about. So, and third of all, that's basically the first two of the most important. Scared, and they don't know what it's about.
Dr. Rosenbarb, meet our guest co-host tonight, Todd LaFlame.
Good evening.
Yeah, sounds like he could have helped you, Todd.
Yeah. So I have a question for you. I know that from what I've heard, you work with acupuncture, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you do any other forms of holistic medication with this, such as like Reiki therapy or anything like that?
I do. So there's what I do and there's what I recommend. So I will do primarily acupuncture, diet, nutrition, Chinese herbs, Western herbs, meditation, mindfulness, stress reduction. I will deal with like the food, the diet, the stress and stuff like that. I do totally support other, integrative strategies or health practices like microcurrent stimulation, like Reiki, yoga, mindful meditation, hyperbaric oxygen, IV nutrition therapy, it goes on, massage therapy, craniosacral. There's so many things people can do to benefit their vision. And, of course, I can't do everything.
Right.
But there are a lot of therapeutic modalities outside of what I do that I'll absolutely refer out to and recommend that people consider as part of their specific, unique, individualized treatment plan.
Okay. Yeah, I was part of an organization in Philadelphia called Siloam for quite a while, and their whole focus, mind, body, spirit. So it was.
Oh, not, that's great!
It's not just the body; it's not just your mind; it's spirit as well.
Yeah, absolutely agree.
So tell us more about acupuncture
as far as what you do, doctor.
Yeah. So the first question that everybody always asks is, do the needles go in the eye?
Yeah.
And that is a hard no.
That's what he asked.
That's what I just asked.
Yeah, he just asked that first.
That freaks everybody else out. They're like, oh, my God, you get an acupuncture. You say acupuncture and you say vision. So they think, do the needles go in the eye? First question we get all the time. So let's bust that myth right off the bat. The needles do not go in the eyes. Most of them go actually in the hands and in the forehead around. So hands and feet, and then usually like the forehead, around the eyes, maybe by the eyebrows, maybe by the temples. So the needles we use when we do the acupuncture, they're about as thick as a head hair. It's not painful. Most people think of, you know, needles, they think of shots, injections, vaccinations, getting blood work done. And this is not that. You could actually fit about 20 to 30 acupuncture needles into head of a standard hypodermic needle. So we have little kids. I have 6-, 7-, 8-year-olds, even like 4- or 5-year-olds come in. I treat all the time. If they're fine with it, you know, we've never lost a patient due to the fear of, you know, the needling. But it is new. You know, you say needles and, you know, people get a little bit of a triggered response to that. But it's a very relaxing process that activates the body's parasympathetic healing response. We're increasing the blood flow to the eye. We're releasing growth factors, stem cell activity.
Hey, doctor, I have to interrupt you. You said a key word a minute ago. You said it's relaxing. How can it be relaxing if someone's giving you needles in your head?
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. So it does. If patients who come in the first time, it's hard to really wrap your head around that. It's like, wait, so I'm laying there with needles in me.
Right.
And this is actually relaxing. It is, because when you put an acupuncture needle in, the body releases what's called endorphins, which is the body's natural morphine like substance, and serotonin and all the painkillers like dopamine, serotonin. Those will increase. So the body goes into this relaxed state. And it's actually some of the best naps my patients, they go into these, like, kind of, we call it the AccuZone, where you're kind of like a twilight, like half asleep, half awake in this, like, meditative zone. And it's so restorative and relaxing. It's like in, you know, a half hour, you feel like you slept 3 hours.
Wow. That's amazing.
That is amazing. Yep.
So, and that, it's safe. You know, what's great about it is it's safe. There's no side effects. You can't do harm with acupuncture. You know, the worst case scenario you're going to get is maybe a little bruise if you nick a capillary or something like that. But that's it in terms of side effects. You can't do nerve damage. You can't hurt anybody. You can't do that. For untrained practitioners, of course, if you're needling over the back around the chest, there is a risk of pneumothorax. But that's you're only going to see that with people who are untrained. But other than that, there's virtually no risk, no discomfort. And it's a very pleasant experience, which, again, if you haven't done it, it might be hard to get that image in your head. But, yeah, it's very relaxing and very therapeutic. And
so you've been doing this for a while.
People love it. I'm sorry, say again, Mike.
I said you've been doing this for a while.
Yep, 24 years.
24 years you've been doing this. Wow.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to ask the doctor, now's the time to call in, talk to him, ask your questions. Dr. Roosevelt would like to hear from you. Phone number is 407-894-1680. Call in now, 407-894-1680, if you have any questions.
So where did you get your training for this?
Great question. So my first studies, but when I was actually trying to figure out if this is something I want to do. My first question is like, is there school and education? So I went to school in San Diego, school called Pacific College of Oriental Medicine. Then I did my postdoctoral training in China, a place called, a city called Hangzhou. Beautiful, beautiful place.
You know
what
he said?
So I did that
China.
After I went to acupuncture school.
Oh, very good.
Wow. Do we have any callers on the line?
Yeah.
I believe so.
We have some callers. I'd like to talk to you.
I was just checking the, he has somebody. Just bear with us for one moment. Okay.
We have a call on the line. Who's calling in?
I got Eugene on the phone line.
Eugene would like to talk to Dr. Rosenbarb. Eugene, you're on the line. Talk to
Dr.
Rosenbarb. Yes.
Couple questions. One, is that covered by insurance? And if not, how much does it cost for a treatment?
Great question. So Most insurance is, a lot of people's insurance is covering, and it totally depends on the policy. So some people, Medicare right now is not covering acupuncture. Actually, they just passed a bill that they cover for low back pain for some cases. But for eye stuff and most other conditions, Medicare is not covering. Most people's secondary insurance picks up. Treatment is going to be, the cost of treatment is going to be different for different people, yeah, because some people have, you know, kind of early stage macular degeneration, or they have just diagnosed with glaucoma, or retinitis pigmentosa, or ushers, and there's really early stage. There's not a lot of vision loss. So those people are kind of sliding right into maintenance. We're just trying to preserve their vision versus people who've already lost a lot of vision, and we're trying to recover it and trying to get back what we can, usually during the first year. So it'll be a little bit more more involved for a more advanced case.
Eugene, you'll have to call in.
You know, say again?
I was going to suggest, Eugene, to call your
office. Yeah, why don't you call the office, Eugene?
And talk to one of your folks.
Yeah, I would have to give you specifics on that. For everybody's different. It would make my life so much easier if it was a one-size-fits-all, but it's not. That's where we go. We have a lot of different programs that we put people on. And after we find out what's going on with each individual, then we'll recommend the right treatment plan that's best for them. Okay. But it's not like everybody gets the same thing. Well,
thank you, Eugene,
and
for
Eugene,
calling.
If you call in, don't forget to say heard on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Right,
thank you.
You're welcome, Eugene. We have some other calls.
We have Larry from South Florida calling in from West Palm Beach, Florida. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Larry. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Larry.
I'm doing great. I wanted to know, are there other acupuncturists in other parts of the country doing the same treatment? And if not, would you be willing to train other acupuncturists to do the same type treatment?
Yes and yes. Yes, I have other acupuncturists trained. We're slowly growing. It's kind of a new specialty in the field of acupuncture. Ophthalmic acupuncture is kind of, over the last 5 years, I'd say, it's an emerging new specialty. I've been training. I travel all over the world, and I train acupuncturists. So we have online courses, live courses, books. I do apprentice with acupuncturists. So, yes, I do have acupuncturists that are trained. I also train any acupuncturists who are interested, again, through live training, online training, apprenticeship, or books. You know, it just depends on how much or how deep the acupuncturist wants to get into learning this content.
Larry, did you hear that he was trained in China?
Yep. Say what now?
Did you hear that he was trained in China?
Yeah. No, I didn't. Yeah. No. But,
yeah, so we do. We basically find out what each practitioner is looking for. Like, do they have one patient that they're trying to help, or they want to get into the whole field of specialization? So based on that, I'll talk to the practitioner. I'll find out what I can best do to help them to meet their needs in terms of what they're learning to get.
Dr. Rosa.
But, yes, we do have some. There's more and more acupuncturists who are, you know, really wanting to learn.
Do you have any in South Florida?
I do. You if you want to go to my website or email me and tell me where you're at, then I don't have the list of practitioners in front of me, but I definitely know there are some in Florida and South Florida. So if you want to email me or go to my website or something like that, AcuVisionAcupuncture.com, send me an email. I will check that and respond to you with somebody in your area, if there is
All
somebody.
Right, thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
For
Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio
Do you
show,
have
Larry.
Any other calls, Chris? No? Okay.
All right.
I have a question.
Okay.
Right? Dr. Rosen, what got you...
Rosenbaum.
Sorry.
Yeah.
What got you involved in wanting to specialize in acupuncture for people with vision issues?
I love that question. So here's what happened. I think I talked a little bit about this. So I was in acupuncture school. There's a couple things that happened. There's a couple factors. First is that this is when personal computers, home computers first came out and everybody was using them, the PCs. So it was back in 1994 that I started. And obviously I was using a lot of computer work. I'd never used a computer that much. So my vision was starting to decline and I was becoming a lot more myopic and my prescription was tanking. It was getting so much worse. So I started using acupuncture for myself and I improved my own vision. My correcting, and I got rid of my astigmatism just using the acupuncture.
Oh, wow.
When I was in acupuncture school, there was no education on treating vision. I had three sides of pages of notes for every eye condition. And then when I graduated, I had a lot of patients who had eye conditions, and I didn't have a lot of information on how to treat them. So I started digging for information and trying to find any other practitioner, any other content that I could find on how to help these people with eye diseases. And I found that there was nothing. So I basically went to China and I went to Europe and I went all over the place to find whatever I could from anybody who has had any experience or anything written on treating eyes. And after 5 years of research and kind of globetrotting a little bit, I had enough to write a book, and I started showing other acupuncturists what I had learned and sharing information with them. So it just really took off. Early on, I saw that it was a void in our profession. It was an area that not only in our profession that people didn't know how to treat eye conditions, but on the other side, there's conditions like dry macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, normal tension, glaucoma, eye stroke, these conditions that there really wasn't any biomedical treatment for. So knowing that both sides of the coin, that this is something that was really going to help this unserved population of people dealing with these progressive vision loss conditions, it was so exciting for me to make this available to people.
Wow.
I have a question for you.
I believe we have another caller for him.
We have another caller? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he's on the phone.
I have a question, Dr. Rosenfarb.
Yeah.
This question may be out of the box, but I'm thinking like you. Okay, and here's my question to you. You spend all your time, money, and effort to learn everything you're learning, right?
Yeah.
Now, if I was in your case, I'm going to say this to my listeners because I want them to think about what they're saying. Why would you just want to turn over to somebody that's not doing all that you've done to say, okay, here's somebody over in LYC City somewhere, call them. Why would you do that? I'm just asking a stupid question because I know if I was doing all the work and spending all of my time and money, okay, I'm just thinking about now you, because I know we let's just say you're at, why would you do that? Because you're spending all your time and effort and money to build up your practice.
And we have 2 minutes to the top.
Well, we're busy, and I know that it's very difficult. I've patients who travel from all around the world who come to see us, and I've learned through working with them that it's very difficult sometimes to travel, and some people actually can't travel. They got kids, they work,
that's right.
They're disabled. There's a million reasons why people can't travel. So I decided about 5 years ago that, hey, you know, I have patients coming from Australia. I have patients coming from South America, from Cape Town, South Africa. Like, I got to find an acupuncturist, you know, in these areas in Europe where, you know, to make it a little bit more accessible and affordable. Even traveling halfway across the world, sometimes the travel alone costs more than the treatment. So, and then you got to do that sometimes 2-3 times a year, even like once a year for maintenance. It's a lot. So I've decided that I wanted to kind of pick certain acupuncturists who are, you know, really, really interested in learning this stuff and share my knowledge with them. So they could in turn go and help other people. But to your point, I am very, very specific about who I will and who I will not refer to. You know, people say, well, you know, can I go see somebody? I'm like, yeah, you know, you can go see somebody and try it. But if you're going to get a direct referral from me, that's going to be somebody that I know, like, and trust, that I know that they get the results, and I know that they're very good in terms of bedside manner with patients. Because even if you get good results with patients, in my opinion, it has to be a good experience, and you have to be a compassionate, empathetic doctor that really, really cares about patients.
We have a call right now, doctor.
We have
another call.
Less than 2 minutes.
Yes, we have a call calling in from West Palm Beach, Florida. Forrest. Forrest, right. You on the line? Forrest?
Ask your question quickly.
Hello,
Forrest.
How you doing? Hello.
Talk quickly, Forrest.
Quickly before we go up top of the hour. It's 8 o'clock.
Okay. The question was, does it help with uveitis?
Yes. Yes. Can be autoimmune or infectious, but yeah, uveitis, very, very, very high success rate with that.
Okay.
You already said a high rate, good rate about that.
Well, we can't wait to have you back. You can see there's a lot of questions for you.
Forrest, real fast. What, Forrest?
Is the treatment expensive?
He says to call his office and talk to him. Call up his office. Say you're calling.
I can give you specifics because I need to learn more about the uveitis. But if you give me specifics, I will determine if or how it might be able to help you.
Forrest,
but most of the cases I've treated, very, very good success rate.
Forrest, all the information is on our website. Or if you need, you know, need help, just we'll get in touch with us. Thank you for your interest. Okay, Dr. Rosenfarb, we could go on and on and on, but we have to go to the top of the hour.
Good talking to you.
Okay.
Good talking to you.
Thank you so much, Forrest.
Thank you. Call him up tomorrow if you can, Forrest, and talk to his folks at his office and tell him you heard on the Blind and Beyond radio show, and they'll talk to you and give you an idea of the rate.
Yeah.
It was very informative.
Thank you, Dr. Rosa Farb.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us.
Talking to you.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.